Hare Krishna. So Krishna is giving practical tips to everyone, not just Ashtanga yogis, even for us as Bhakti yogis. So in the previous shloka, he said that if you really want to practice Bhakti very nicely, or even for that matter, even Ashtanga yoga nicely, then what the person should do, or what the person shouldn't do? The person shouldn't eat too much or eat too little, sleep too much or sleep too little. Now Krishna is going to add more points to this and give us more practical tips. Shloka number 17. Yuktahara viharasya yukta cheshtasya karmasu yukta swapnava bodhasya yogo bhavati dukkha. So here Krishna is saying yukta. So he is using this yukta word three times in the shloka. Yukta. Yukta means regulated. So one has to regulate his habits in what? First, ahara, eating the foodstuffs. Then vihara, recreation. Then cheshtasya karmasu, the work that he is doing. And then swapnava bodhasya, when he's sleeping, when he's awake. So the person has to regulate all these activities. And by doing this, what happens? Yogo bhavati. So by practicing yoga, what will happen? Dukkha. So all the material pains will be mitigated. So very nice shloka, very, very practical shloka now to meditate on. And we can implement these directly in our life. So there is no question of thinking, oh, this is impractical, maybe it will take some time. Even a basic practitioner, a neophyte in Bhakti Yoga, in Ashtanga Yoga, everyone can implement this. Here it's given that extravagance in the matter of eating, sleeping, defending and mating, which are demands of the body, can block advancement in the practice of yoga. So all this has to be regulated. Eating, sleeping, defending and mating. So all of this has to be regulated. If it is not regulated, then tell me, what is the difference between a human being and an animal? Animals, they don't have any regulation because they're animals. But when it comes to human beings, there is some difference, right? We have intelligence they don't have. So with that intelligence, we have to regulate these habits. If we don't regulate these activities, which are the need of the body, if those are not regulated, then we'll have tough time while practicing spirituality. Here it is given, when it comes to eating, even the previous shloka we discussed this point, that as far as eating is concerned, it can be regulated only when one is practiced to take and accept prasadam, sanctified food. This is a very important point for all the devotees, for all the bhakti yogis, a very important point. So what happens when we take Krishna prasadam? We have to understand this point very clearly. So when a person is cooking food, what happens is, the consciousness of the person gets mixed with the food. So say the person's consciousness is polluted, he's very angry, that consciousness gets mixed with the food. Now we cannot do some experiment in laboratory and try to find out what happened. Because laboratory is all about gross platform. What we're talking here is subtle platform. So subtly all these things will happen. And it is seen that when person eats such food, even his consciousness gets polluted. The cook is angry, the person is eating, he'll also get that symptom of anger. This is one. And another part is, when this food is bhoga, that is not offered to Krishna, we actually eat sin when we eat that food. We are not just eating food, we are actually eating sin. Because while cooking, there are a lot of sins those are committed. And at the same time, lots of other things are involved in that. So when we offer that food to Krishna with love and devotion, and when Krishna accepts that food, that bhoga, when he glances on it and makes it prasad, the sanctified spiritual foodstuff, when we eat that, there are so many wonderful things that will happen. So when we eat that food, firstly, our consciousness will remain very nice, very pure. Second, the person gets lots and lots of sukruti, spiritual punya. And it is also said that the brain tissues, they are nourished very nicely and the person becomes very sharp. So we see the spiritualists, they're very, very sharp. They have a lot of clarity in life. So having Krishna prasadam is something which is very, very important. And if we have Krishna prasadam every single day, just imagine how pure our life will be. And there will be so much of positivity in life, so much of auspiciousness in life. starting from within the body to all the extended family members also. Everyone will feel that positive vibration. So it is said here, this is regarding food. Now it is talked about sleeping. As far as sleeping is concerned, a Krishna conscious person is always alert in the discharge of his duties in Krishna consciousness. And therefore, any unnecessary time spent sleeping is considered a great loss. Every single moment is very, very important. It is said, one moment lost, even if we give the entire creation of Brahma in return, we cannot get back that one moment. One moment gone is gone. And this human form of life is so rare, so rare. And it's so short also. And we all have got this human form now. And we have come in touch with Krishna consciousness. We have got this Bhagavad Gita. We are chanting the holy names. Now actually it's the time to utilize this human form and go back home back to Godhead. But little bit of time pass here and there, gone. One moment lost is lost. And this one moment is actually a one moment of human form of life. Not animal life, human form of life. So this one moment is rare in the rare human form. So it's very important to utilize. So it is given here a word called avyartha kalatvam. A Krishna conscious person cannot bear to pass a minute of his life without being engaged in service of the Lord. So a devotee is very conscious that, okay, I shouldn't waste a single moment. So what he will do? He will regulate all these habits. He'll regulate his sleeping. He'll not sleep just like that for time pass. He'll sleep only for some refreshment for the body so that he can engage himself in service of the Lord very nicely with the healthy body and healthy mind. Only for that reason he sleeps, not for sense gratification. Whereas when it comes to materialist, they have nothing to do. They'll just work like donkeys and sleep like dogs. No, that's what they do. So that is what is the point. But when it comes to a devotee, you know, we understand we have a goal. We have to attain Krishna. How can we miss even one moment and just misplace that one moment here and there in our life? No, it will be lost. Opportunity will be lost. One moment opportunity will be lost. And there are great examples. We have our Goswamis, the great Acharyas in our line. Srila Rupa Goswami is one of them mentioned here, who was always engaged in service of Krishna and who could not sleep more than 2 hours a day and sometimes not even that. Can we imagine? Just sleeping for 2 hours or less than that? That's what Rupa Goswami was doing. That's what Prabhupada was doing, the founder Acharya of ISKCON. All these great personalities, they're actually setting an example for all of us that how nicely we should practice bhakti, utilizing every single moment in service of Krishna. Every single moment. No time pass at all. Now, just imagine, we're talking about sleeping, which is a necessity. There itself we are saying that we shouldn't sleep more because we'll do time pass. It will be like a time pass. It will be a waste of time. We'll miss the opportunity. Then where is the question of doing time pass on social media, watching something on internet and all that? Where is the scope for that? There's no scope for that. So in this way, a devotee is very much alert to utilize every single moment in service of Krishna. Be it chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, reading some literature, hearing Krishna Katha, doing some practical service, preaching the message of Krishna consciousness, cooking for Krishna, decorating Krishna's Archa Vigraha, Krishna's temple, cleaning the temple, so on and so forth. So a devotee is always mindful of all these activities and his own time. Another example is given. Now this is a very, very heavy example. Thakur Haridas. Now for everyone's information, Thakur Haridas would chant 192 rounds. This would take 22 hours, 22, 23, these many hours it will take. Now how much time he has for eating, sleeping or whatever, we can imagine. But in that also he had taken a vow. What was the vow? See this. It is said that he would not even accept prasadam nor even sleep for a moment without finishing his daily routine of chanting with his beads 300,000 names. Oh. 192 rounds. Only after that he'll put some water in his mouth and eat some food. Now when it comes to us, tell me, how many rounds are we doing? We chant 16 rounds. Minimum 16 rounds. In ISKCON we chant 16 rounds minimum. That's what is recommended. So at times when you're not able to complete those rounds, we should take a vow. No, I'll not eat, I'll not sleep. I'll not take my dinner, I'll not sleep till I complete, you know, my rounds. This determination should be there, this conviction should be there. If this is not there, this determination is not there, how will we progress in bhakti? So this point is very important, that when we are chanting, when you've taken this vow, this vrata, japa vrata, that okay, I will complete my rounds, come what may, even if it's night, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, whatever it is, I'll finish my rounds and then only I'll sleep. Even if I'm dead tired, no problem. Still I'll pick up my beads, I'll chant, maybe I'll doze off, still I'll get up, I'll chant, maybe I'll doze off again, I'll get up and chant, finish my rounds and then finally doze off. But till then, no compromise, no sleeping at all till we complete our rounds. And we cannot take our rounds the next day. You know, okay, today I didn't do, so let me do it next day. We don't do this, you know, with food. Or today I didn't eat, I'll eat tomorrow. We don't do all this when it comes to a sense gratification. But when it comes to spiritual practice, we try to compromise. Very unfortunate this is. So Haridas Thakur was not doing such heavy, or had taken up such heavy vrata. Why can't we take up a small vrata, saying, come what may, I'll finish my rounds and then only sleep. Come what may, I will never take my rounds to the next day. I'll finish on the same day. Let's do this. Krishna will be so pleased. And if Krishna is pleased, we'll progress on the path of bhakti. And here it is given as far as work is concerned. So we spoke about eating, we spoke about sleeping, now it's recreation. A Krishna conscious person does not do anything which is not connected with Krishna's interest, and thus his work is always regulated and is untainted by sense gratification. Since there is no question of sense gratification, there is no material leisure for a person in Krishna consciousness. So both work and recreation is talked about. So a Krishna conscious person, a devotee, he's always mindful of his time. So when it comes to his work also, be it any work, any material work, he'll make sure that he just finish it off as fast as possible, putting all his focus so that he gets more time to practice bhakti. In fact, a person who is fully Krishna conscious, he will make sure that each and every work that he is doing is fully Krishna conscious, dedicated to Krishna. And there is no question of thinking about, oh, which is material work, which is spiritual work. Everything is spiritual. And if a person is completely engaged in Krishna consciousness and is feeling bliss within, why does he need recreation? Who needs recreation? People are frustrated with their monotonous life and they want to break from that. Then, you know, they want to recreate. They want to recreate their energy. They want to get that enthusiasm back. So, you know, they take a break, you know, go for watching some movies, go to some restaurant, sightseeing, etc., etc. Now, this is not needed for devotees. Why? Because all the time, the activities which they're doing is so blissful and so adventurous and so new that they don't need any extra recreation. So, we understand for a devotee, eating, sleeping, recreation and work are very much regulated. So, there is no need of extra endeavor, you know, for doing all this. And finally, it is said, because he is regulated in all his work, speech, sleep, wakefulness and all other bodily activities, there is no material misery for him. So, such a wonderful shloka, you know, which is giving so much of practical tip, that just by regulating all this, will be free from material misery and will progress very, very fast on the spiritual path and attain Krishna this very lifetime. Now let's see, after speaking about these practical stuff, now Krishna is going to speak about the perfectional stage of Ashtanga Yoga in the next shloka. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna.